Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. Kelly Skipper, new running backs coach with us.
Speaking of Cupid, there he is.
Brian Sexton joins us now. What do you think? Running backs coach? I mean, guy's been in the league for a while. He's been in a football family for a long time. Mm-hmm. He and Olsen seem to have it together in terms of working the last couple of years. But, and from all accounts from players in the league that have played for him, they love this guy.
Yeah, very well respected. And, you know, he said what you would expect, which is that a running backs coach, there's a limit to how much he's going to change a guy's running style. So his job is going to be make sure these guys are in the right position, make sure they understand the scheme and the offense and what the scheme's trying to do so they can get the best out of themselves within that scheme.
What do you make of a running backs coach coming in? And how the guy survived through a handful of coaching changes in Oakland and now has moved over here to Jackson.
Well, and Tom Cable had nothing but great things to say about him. I go back to Kennedy Pola, who was here for a number of years with Jack Del Rio. And both Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew loved him. And, in fact, they worked so well in tandem together there, especially in 6 and 7. 7, they were terrific. And Pola dealt with the egos and all of making it work. And as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking he sounds like Pola, that guy that players will respect, that they will love to play for. They will understand that he's genuine, that there's not a lot of game playing in terms of the room going on. So, I mean, first glance, I just shook his hand and said, hi, I'm Brian. So I don't know him at all. But
good line.
I'm slick that way.
But and that is important in the running back room and in any position coach room, what he talked about, because the position coach does have a say during the game over who's getting in. And when you've got it backed by committee, which is what most teams in the NFL are, it's important that that coach have a good feel for who should be in the game in what situations and that the backs respect that decision.
It is my understanding, too, you mentioned Maurice Jones-Drew, that it's my understanding that Gus actually talked to Maurice or vice versa about Coach Skipper and what he can do. It's now time for a segment called
This or That.
So we have to go back.
This or That.
Last week.
You could let the opening
no,
play first.
I've been waiting since Sunday night for this. Right?
Oh, yeah.
The loser and the true winner. No.
You've been driven to get back on track.
No, I didn't call you a loser, but no, I called myself the true winner.
Yeah, I did. I just want to go point out that
Because you lost.
I won.
No, I won.
I called the Patriots. I won.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. Brian won. He's 1-0.
Just want to point that out.
Seahawks,
I'm the true loser.
Four-man pass rush.
So I got to rethink this nickname thing.
Yeah. I've been waiting since Sunday for that.
All right. Three topics, one winner, and maybe. Number one, run or pass on the goal line for the Seahawks. Was it the right call or the wrong call?
Well, when it doesn't work, it's the wrong call. But I didn't have the problem with the call that the consensus did because I understood why you would do it in that situation. You're playing against a team that's geared up to stop the run at that point, you assume. I didn't have a huge problem with it. It's insane to call it the right call because they lost the Super Bowl with it. But I'm going to say right call. I'm going to go insane, right?
Well, I was going to say the same thing.
Well,
because when you look at the numbers in time management. But I guess I got to go with run the ball because that's what the vast majority of people say, run the ball. You know, we're going to agree on this one because when you look at it from a time management standpoint, and people don't do that. They just go, well, give it to Beast Mode. Well, Beast Mode had 5 runs from the 1 yard line this year, scored 1 touchdown, right? So maybe that wasn't the right call. All right.
And I'm usually not a big read option guy, but I could have seen the argument for going read option 3 times in that situation.
But time management says second down, a little over 20 seconds left, 1 timeout. You're going to have to throw on second or third down to give yourself a chance to run it. By throwing it on second down, they stop the clock if it doesn't get intercepted. They stop the clock, and then they can run it on third and fourth down. It just makes sense.
All of that said, Brian, you know what I was doing when you threw the interception?
Right.
Run the ball!
What are you doing?
You were saying that?
So, yeah, I mean, whatever didn't work, and that didn't work, is going to be criticized till the cows come home because you're second one and you ought to score from there.
Well, we can go through the numbers, and there's no full screen to support it, so I don't want to get you lost, but I had no problem with it.
Winner, John, on this one.
Sure,
too many analytics
you're
at the
be
end
doing
of the Super Bowl.
Yep, you're going to be doing that.
John's a winner in question one. Number two, more compelling this month, free agency, which is coming up soon, or pre-draft?
I'm going to say pre-free agency.
You just said them both.
Yeah. Because it's coming up the quickest, and that's what we've got to find out first. I think there's a couple of rounds, first and second round this year, that could still depend a little bit on how they go in free agency. So you've got to figure out where the roster stands first. Usually I find the draft much more fascinating. This year, with what the Jaguars are about to do, with the money, with the positions they have to fill, I'm going to say the next 2 or 3 weeks, speculating about that is going to be more interesting than the pre-draft this year.
I'll go with the draft for this reason. Because there are two quarterbacks, each of whom could be number one or number two, mm-hmm. that makes that number three position so critical. All of a sudden now, you've got a shot at either getting one of the guys that you want, if it's Randy Gregory or Leonard Williams, who are the elite-level defensive linemen, and you can always use that, or if one of those guys goes and one of the quarterbacks is sitting there, you know, being able to hold someone hostage and take a haul of draft picks. Mm-hmm. I think the Jaguars, as you just mentioned, they're in a great situation with the salary cap, with the money to spend. We still have to find out whether those players are going to be there to spend the money right. on, but we know there are going to be players in the draft that the Jaguars will be able to either draft or move back and get the guy they want. So I'm more fascinated about the scenarios with the draft this year.
I don't want to move down too much, though, because there's a couple of guys, as you said, Williams, Gregory. I don't know if you want to move down too far, so that's why I wonder about the trade situation.
Yeah, what if I give you an extra first-round pick and a first-round pick next year?
I still don't want to lose that impact guy. But we have plenty of time to debate that. Yeah. I'll win those two.
The question was more compelling this month, and that's the draft, because there are events. So, Brian, you win. Oh. Question number two. Congratulations.
No, let's stop right now.
So it's 1-1. Let's go to number three. College or NBA basketball, what will keep your attention until the draft? You left out NASCAR.
Well, I'm going with college. I'm a pro football guy, don't care for college football, but I'm a college basketball guy, having gone to Kansas.
Yeah.
And I love it.
They haven't won in a while, though.
Yeah. No, they just win every week.
Johnny? Well, neither is going to hold my attention because I've sort of lost interest in college basketball until the tournament, and the tournament won't be this month. But I've become more of an NBA guy. So I'm going to lose this one and say NBA because everybody would say college basketball this month. So I'll take the loss on this one.
Wow.
So
You just conceded defeat.
I'll concede. Yeah.
That's,
you
know. How gracious of you.
Yeah. But I'm going to fight. I'm still going to fight last week and say I was the winner.
There you have it. Well,
I'll go down kicking and screaming.
Well, you lost.
Except the score of the game.
Loser.
Brian is now 1.5 to a half, I guess, officially. If you count last week's as a half, right?
Well, I don't know. You know what? At the end of this, what do you get for winning?
A handshake? I
okay,
don't know.
Well, then who cares?
Yeah.
You put some money on the table, right?
Pride.
Put a gift card.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir.